Welcome back to Omnia Talks, a sanctuary where the soul meets truth, where the noise of the world softens, and the deeper wisdom of your spirit rises into clarity. I'm your host, Ryan Munoz, and today we step into the revelation that echoes through the teachings of Christ, the mystics, the prophets, and the awakened ones across time. You are not merely living in creation, you are participating in it. This is episode 13, The Architects of Reality. A journey into conscious creation, where your thoughts, your beliefs, and your energy of your heart become the very architecture of the world you experience. So without further ado, let's begin. There is a line Christ spoke that has echoed through centuries. The kingdom of God is within you. People heard it with their ears, but few understood it with their hearts. He wasn't pointing you up to heaven or out of some distant realm. He was pointing inward, to the divine spark placed within every soul. A spark that does more than illuminate your path. It shapes it. You were created in the image of God, which doesn't mean appearance. It means essence. It means capacity. It means you share the same creative nature of the source. Just as God speaks creation into being, you speak your world into form through intention, thought, emotion, and faith. This is the great secret. You are not passengers in reality. You are participants, architects, co-creators. And the moment that you remember this, your life stops feeling like something happening to you and becomes something happening through you. If God creates with the word, you create with the inner word, your thoughts. Most people think thoughts are private, small, eternal, but spiritually, energetically, thoughts are the blueprints of your unfolding reality. Every thought sends a message outward, like an architect's design whispered into the fabric of the universe. The universe listens, always, not because you are small, but because you are powerful. Creation responds to consciousness. If your thoughts are filled with fear, you draw to you the shapes of fear. If your thoughts are rooted in love, you draw to you the experiences of love. This isn't magic. It's alignment. It's resonance. It's the same structure behind every miracle Christ performed, not by defying nature, but by working with it at the deepest level. Miracles were never meant to show you what he could do. They were meant to show you what you were capable of once you remembered who walks within you. Thoughts are the blueprint, but emotion is the electricity that powers the design. And the heart, a spiritual heart, is the generator. Scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not thinketh in the mind, in his heart. Because the heart is the place where thought becomes belief, where belief becomes energy, and where energy becomes a creative force. Your heart's resonance is what the universe feels. This is why prayers spoken with doubt, they don't manifest. But prayers spoken with conviction rearrange reality. Christ could place his hands on the sick because he held no belief in sickness. His heart spoke a higher truth until the physical world realigned itself with that truth. Not superstition, not ritual, not magic. Alignment, conviction, remembrance of divine authority. The heart is where you stop wishing for change and begin declaring it. Your attention is one of the most powerful forces that you possess. Where attention goes, energy flows. And where energy flows, reality grows. Christ said, "Let your eye be single, and your whole body will be filled with light." He wasn't speaking of eyesight, but of focus. A focused mind becomes a portal. A scattered mind loses its creative force. When you give your attention to fear, you build the world of fear. When you give your attention to despair, you strengthen despair. But when your attention rests on peace, peace begins to take form in your life. When your attention turns to possibility, doors begin to open. When your attention returns to God, you see God everywhere. Attention is the hand that shapes the clay. Here is the shift that changes everything. Reality is not happening to you. It's happening through you, through your perception, through your expectations, through your inner state. Two people can live in the same city, work the same job, face the same world events, yet experience completely different realities. Why is this? Because the world isn't objective. Consciousness is the lens that shapes it. The awakened ones throughout history understood this. Christ understood this. He could walk on water because his inner world held no belief in limitation. He didn't suspend the laws of nature. He operated from a higher one. You cannot control everything in life, but you shape the meaning, the impact, the energy of everything that you encounter. And life mirrors you. It reflects you. It meets you at the level of your awareness, where you shift within. Your world cannot help but shift without. One of the most overlooked teachings of Jesus is the law of belief. And this is the thing, he repeated this constantly. According to your faith, it is done unto you. Your faith has made you whole. Be it unto you according to your belief. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Faith wasn't meant to be submissive. It was creative. Faith shapes reality by choosing which version of the world that you align with. Faith says, I will not accept fear as truth. I will not accept limitation as identity. I will not accept the world's illusion of separation. I remember who walks with me. Faith does not ignore the physical world. Faith rewrites the blueprint behind it. You are always believing something. The question is what? Your emotions are not random. They are creative energy. But here's the Christ-like truth. You are not meant to suppress emotion or pretend everything is perfect. You are meant to alchemize emotion through awareness, compassion, and presence. When fear arises and you bring love to it, fear dissolves. When anger arises and you respond with patience, anger transforms. When sadness arises and you meet it with acceptance, sadness loses its hold. Christ didn't avoid human emotion, he transmuted it. Your emotional life is not a weakness, it's an engine, a power, a spiritual furnace where raw energy can be shaped into intention, purpose, and creation. You are always creating. The question is whether you are creating consciously or unconsciously. Reality is a mirror, reflecting your inner world back at you. This is why the awakened ones never blamed the world. They understood change begins within. If you want peace, become peace. If you want love, embody love. If you want clarity, choose clarity. When Christ stood before the storms, he did not fear them. He held peace so completely that even the sea obeyed his resonance. Not because he was special, but because he remembered what humanity forgot. The outer world responds to the inner truth. When you shift within, your entire reality responds. The mirror cannot reflect what you do not project. Most people think prayer is asking God for something, but true prayer, the kind Christ demonstrated, is alignment with the divine consciousness within you. Your thoughts are prayer. Your beliefs are prayer. Your emotional state is prayer. Your attention is prayer. You speak to the universe with every moment of your inner life. The question is not whether you are praying. The question is, what are you praying for? To remember your divine nature is to remember that God is not, you know, far, not distant, not separate. God is the breath within your breath, the light within your awareness, the spark within your being. You are always in conversation. You are always shaping reality together. With great power comes great responsibility, not in a burdensome way, but in a holy way. When you realize you are the architect of reality, you can no longer blame the world for everything. You begin to take responsibility for your thoughts, your energy, your choices. But this responsibility is not heavy. It's liberating. The moment that you claim your creative authority, you stop waiting for life to change, and you begin changing from the inside out. And life follows. Inevitably, faithfully, beautifully, you are not powerless. You never were. You just forgot. Today, you are remembering. The Christ is not a person. It is a consciousness, a state of unity, love, clarity, and creative power that lives within every soul. When Christ said, "You will do greater things than these," he wasn't exaggerating. He was revealing your potential. The Christ consciousness, self, within you is already awakened, already whole, already creative, already divine. Your work is not to become something new, but to remove the illusion that block you from seeing what you already are. When you remember this, you step into creation with grace, not forcing, not striving, but allowing the divine to move through you. You become a creator the way the sun gives light, naturally. So I ask you, what if your thoughts were blueprints for the universe to follow? What if every inner state was quietly shaping the world around you? What if every shift in consciousness was a shift in creation? What if you were never meant to be a victim of a chaotic world, but an architect of a conscious one? This is where the awakened have known for ages. What you hold within becomes the world you walk through. You are the dreamer and the dream, the architect and the creation, the seeker and the found, the child of God and the extension of God's creative power. You are more powerful than you know, and you are the beginning to remember. Thank you for joining me for this Christ-inspired journey into conscious creation. If this episode awakens something within you, a knowing, a spark, a calling, honor it. Follow it. Let it reshape you the way you want to walk through this world. You are not here to react to reality. You are here to shape it, to create through love, to live from truth, to embody the divine power planted within you. You are not an architect of, you are the architect of reality, a vessel of light, a living expression of God's creative force. Until next time, I'm Ryan Munoz, and this has been Omnia Talks.